All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and everyone's present and accounted for, so damn it, let's have a good day. Nick is here, Barry's here, I'm present and accounted for, so let's roll, fellas. What's going on?
Well, that means you're here and you're ready to have some fun, single, ready to mingle.
I'm not going that far, but I am here. Trying to get
you in trouble.
Nicholas will take the single and mingle part of it. I'll just roll with I'm here and ready to have some fun.
Speaking of Nicholas dating.
Uh-oh.
Today is Cow Appreciation Day.
God.
I did not know where you were going.
I didn't either.
With that at all.
Right at you, pal.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that appreciation, sir.
Did you know if you went to Chick-fil-A today, dressed as a cow, so Nick, you just go. With your fat ass. But if you went to Chick-fil-A dressed as a cow, you got a free entree.
Today? Did not know that.
Yeah. You just wear like a cow print shirt or, I don't know, you know, Joel, you just show them your udders. And
a cheat.
Your teats. Yes, your teats.
And it's not the brush your teats kind. It's the teats.
But yeah, apparently if you just show up dressed like a cow in some way, shape, or form, free entree.
I don't know, man. It's 127 degrees outside right now.
That sounds what?
Utterly ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I'm not suggesting you put on a full-ass cow costume.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's a lot of rednecks in this town that probably have, like, a cow print belt. You know?
Okay. You know those that chew on straw? If you just kind of crooked jaw the chew?
Right. But apparently that's the thing. Because I saw where they mentioned it. So, you know, you guys know normally I do order Chick-fil-A for lunch. It's either that or two or three other things. But I was like, okay, well, let's see how busy it is and how many people are there dressed like cows. And really no different. I saw one kid with a cow shirt on. Everything else.
You didn't have a Sharpie in the car? You could have just done a little work on drawing a couple circles?
Yeah, I could have drawn some circles or something like that, yeah. No, I didn't, but it's a real thing, and they're really giving out free food out there. So
you better hit up our girl over at the look. Say, you know what? It's time to. Well, we don't have to dress like cows. We're just going to give you some love, but it's time to.
Our girl.
If you're giving out free food.
He's talking about the Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A on Shepherd. Let's just kick
610 to Shepherd.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm still waiting on that black card. They need to.
Yeah, what happened there?
She told me she well they I say she their Twitter account after they spelled my name B-E-R-R, she was like, we're gonna make that up to you. I should have said right then black card. That'll make it up. That'll more than make it up to me.
Yeah,
a
no
Chick-fil-A
doubt.
Black card would be amazing right now.
I'm with you,
especially all the love we give on this show. Right,
it's almost weekly. You know,
well, I have a lot of money invested, so. And I would have thought with my red status that they would have just been like, here, have a free entree on National Cow Day. National Cow Appreciation Day. But that was not the case. Red status got you nothing.
So, in other words, in Wisconsin, it's Supermodel Day. It's the same thing. You can take that as you will.
Nice.
Nothing on TV last night.
I mean,
whew, it was tough viewing.
Home run derby, and that was it.
When Nick gets into play-by-play of the home run derby, you
there
know
was
it is
nothing.
A
I wasn't
slow
doing play-by-play
sports.
That was obviously an exaggeration. But
you know what you should have done is just do like swing and a miss, like just for the home run derby. Just like, up, oh, he took that one. That was 3-2. Now is the count. People like,
no, but
oh, really?
Is that in the middle of our show?
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry,
I hear it in there.
Now, does everybody else hear it?
Is that it? Is it over with that fast, or do they? Oh,
is that going out over the air?
Yeah, that goes out over there.
So we're not on right now.
As soon as it's done, we're back on. I know.
Seriously?
No, nothing. It just popped up like that. Is it gone, Nicholas?
It is officially, well,
oh,
no.
No, not yet. Just when you think, right?
In like 5-10 seconds.
It's the after burp.
Yeah, there was no marker for it, so I didn't expect it, honestly.
Do they usually show it on the screen?
Yeah, if we're gonna get there's always a marker for
it. What is it? It's the National Emergency Broadcast System? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And so it'll tell you, hey, watch out. This is going to scream and be. I hate those at the house when you're watching TV and you don't see it. You know, you might be looking at your phone or doing something in the other room and then it goes off. It's so annoying. But I wonder if they're doing that. And they probably are doing
that.
There's
probably something for good reason.
Well, yeah. The tropical storm or
Barry's
low
coming.
Pressure.
Yeah, Barry, that's right. Yeah.
Potential Barry, as Steven Usyk would call it, potential Barry. So we might have to get him on the show. We need to discuss that. I think he could provide our folks some valuable information.
He
so
knows
we,
this
we
stuff.
We might make that happen. Absolutely.
And he's on the front page of Sports Map because he has been tracking this storm. So he's got a lot of good stuff on there.
Well, he reached out, so we'll make it happen.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I think that'll be interesting.
I'm going to talk to him, too, about the next article he does, making sure that Hurricane Barry definitely looks like a phallic symbol.
No.
So Aaron Raybould says it's a monthly test.
It's a monthly test
which comes from 7:40 a.m. not scheduled by our traffic department is what he says.
7:40 a.m.
That's well, what no, he you don't schedule those. I'm sure they just pop up.
Can't they schedule between 4 and 7?
I'm guessing that they do them in preparation for a natural disaster.
I would imagine.
You know, if Hurricane Barry and if it does form, you know it's going to be badass. It's going to be strong. And you know, tough.
I think just a lot of
hot air,
a lot of wet precipitation,
just a lot of wind, big wind bag,
and just a whole lot of nothing.
But I'm guessing that's probably why they're ratcheting it up a little bit. So.
You said ratchet,
but yeah, I had the derby on and I could hear it in my ear, and then I heard Guerrero Jr. was like breaking a record for like I guess he had like 29 home runs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what kept, from that point on, I didn't stop watching. And I didn't even see Alex Bregman's at bat. So
I almost forgot about the derby. Like, I did not see Bregman's round.
I didn't, yeah.
It was after that I joined it. Because I was, me and my wife just kind of, you know, milling about in the kitchen. I was like, oh, damn, the home run derby's on. So I went and turned it on, and that's kind of where we started from, was right after his round.
I got it on in time, and I saw him, and he got hot late, but it wasn't enough. And you know how much I despise Jock Peterson, so I was just glad that Vladdy Jr. took him out. But the ironic thing was...
That was a lot of fun, though.
It was fantastic. I mean, look, and I think the $1 million has a lot to do with it, too, because guys were really dialed in. It's a great idea. And a buddy of mine, a buddy of yours, too, Nick, Andrew Chang, was the one that suggested it on Facebook. But he's right. The dunk contest needs to do something like that. Let's put a mill on the line for the dunk contest to make it interesting again.
Too.
And Barry said it, too, a long time ago. I think that's a great idea. I think up the ante on the three-point contest. Because if it gets fireworks like we saw last night, it's certainly worth it. But, man, oh, man, I was like, holy cow. And by the Rangers being the Rangers, did you see that? The Rangers account
that was so stupid.
Went out and tweeted, but no one's going to touch Josh Hamilton's record right before Vladdy Jr. did it the first time of twice that he upped that record. It's like, go sit down.
Yeah, when I was last night, I tweeted the exact same thing because that's part of the problem right now is that was a lot more fun than any dunk contest that I've watched in the last 5, 6, 7 years at least.
It was exciting.
And the incentive is that these guys, I mean, you could tell all these guys really wanted that money. So, yeah,
Pete Alonso doubled his salary.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is, you know, that it means something, especially to these young cats. You know, you get a guy like back in the day, if there was a Bonds or something like that, the million isn't going to mean as much.
Right.
But these young cats, for sure. And I think that the dunk contest in the NBA as a whole could really take note. And make it valuable to them. Give them an incentive to do it. Because that was part of the problem is all the stars stopped doing it because there was no reason to do it.
Yeah, and the thing
there was
is,
no benefit.
It's not like the leagues are hurting for cash. You know that your whole weekend, especially with All-Star Weekend in the NBA, how much money as a whole that thing brings in for the league. And you can't, and all the sponsorship dollars, you can't kick some of that back instead of always having the players do a goodwill gesture to try and help the league out. You're not the little sisters of the poor.
Mm-mm.
You're making in money hand over fist. Kick some back and think maybe more guys will do it. Like a three-point contest where you could line up the top 10 three-point shooters in the league and let them all go at it. people would stay tuned to that as opposed to, you know, just like the dunk contest, rookie and second year guys that are trying to make a name for themselves. But I did see some a-hole last night on Twitter that was retweeted several times that said, if you can't speak the English language, referring to Vlade Jr., then you shouldn't be allowed in the Home Run Derby. Go to hell and get out of this country.
Who said that?
Some guy, he's got Tennessee roots and backgrounds, and he was tweeting all over, and obviously Christina, because Pink Valkyrie is a huge Blue Jay fan, and others were retweeting it. And it's like, someone should tell this a-hole to either shut your trap or get out of the country.
I didn't see this. So yeah, he said you can't be in the Home Run Derby if you don't speak English?
Yes. And again, it's like we talked about with the Yuli interpreter thing.
What a dumbass.
The bottom line is, all these guys can speak English very well. It's just that, or better than average, they understand what you're saying with the questions. They could probably answer it in English, but though they're worried about how it may come across or if they say the wrong word the wrong way, so they use the interpreter. But other than that, I just thought that that was such an outlandish thing to tweet, say, or otherwise, that the guy's just a D-bag.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. That's pretty narrow-minded. I mean, it's just a sport. Why are you, oh, well, now you can't participate in baseball if you don't speak English? That's pretty dumb. Also, really anti-American if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite of what you're trying, the agenda you're trying to push by saying that, you know, like, you have to speak English. I mean, that's just half of, I mean, you look at the construct of the league now. It's a lot of foreign-born players. It's a lot of players that don't speak English or you know, don't speak good English, but they still might try. Or it's just narrow-minded and simple, really.
It's pretty
sad.
Yeah, just a stupid thing to say. So I ended up, I was writing my article for Sports Map while watching it, and it was like, you couldn't take your eyes off of it, because after a while, there was some great battles going on, some down to the last pitch, last second at bat.
Was I the only one that felt like once that Jock Peterson, Vlad Guerrero round was over with, that should have been the end of it?
I'm with you.
It was like, it's going to be so anticlimactic now that I almost felt like it was going to be a letdown. Now, it really wasn't because of the way that that Alonso won it, and, you know, get it, as it was coming down to the wire, and that was a lot of fun. But that round, I don't think I've ever seen a home run derby that exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I will kind of challenge you on the fact there's been some dunk contests in the last 7 years that were pretty decent. But
that's coming from a basketball guy.
No, because I'm
like a hardcore basketball guy.
I am,
from the average basketball fan guy.
Not a dunk contest. It's got to be good. But there have been some good ones.
In the last 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, I'll look them up. I mean, even Dwight.
You don't
even
remember him offhand.
No, like the Dwight Howard one where he had the Superman.
That
he had all the props and stuff
ago,
like that.
Was it?
I think it was. Aaron, the Orlando Magic guy. Aaron had the who can fly. Nick, the power forward from Arizona.
How good?
Aaron Gordon.
How
Aaron
good
Gordon
could it really
had that
be
one
if
year
you don't even know
really
the
good.
Dude's name?
That's what I'm
Dwight
saying.
Howard's Superman dunk was 2008.
Close enough.
That's 11 years ago. I said 5 to 7
years. All right, so I gave you Aaron Gordon's year.
Oh, one dunk. I'm talking about the whole contest.
I didn't say one dunk.
The whole
contest was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, I can't remember either. I'm not going to say that it was or wasn't because I genuinely can't remember.
That's my point.
Where are you to help me on this?
But just because you don't remember doesn't mean there wasn't a good dunk contest.
That's right.
That's exactly what it means, because if it was that good, it would be memorable.
Well, I mean,
I win.
We're all getting old. Like, I mean,
I win.
We forget.
I win. No, I win.
I hate you.
Go dress
Did
like
you bring
a
us
cow.
Some Chick-fil-A, bro?
Yeah, go dress like a cow.
No, why would I bring you anything? I don't care
of course.
About you.
Yeah, you're selfish.
Why would I bring you anything?
Yeah. With that,
I stop and get it by the house. By the time I get on the Hardy Toro, it's half eaten. What are you talking about? If I brought it, it would be cold.
Whatever.
And
you
I don't like
the chicken balls. Have a nice day. We're just getting started on The Usual Suspects. You can reach us, if you'd like, via the HR&P Lister line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter, where it's at @TheProducerNick, at @PacManJoel with a K, at @BarryIsFunny. We are The Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey, this is Barry Laminack of The Usual Suspects, and I'm joined by Laura Alexis, the CEO of Innovative Lasers of Houston. Laura, I know why I chose Innovative Lasers of Houston, but tell the folks what your team does.
So what we do is help our patients reach their weight loss goals by the use of the Zerona laser. The Zerona laser is FDA approved, and it offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. So patients feel virtually nothing at all.
That's amazing. What kind of results can people expect?
Results are immediate. Patients will see the result that very next day. The results are anywhere between 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks, typically about half a pound to a pound per visit.
Laura, tell our listeners about the special going on right now at Innovative Lasers.
The transformation package typically is $2,400. However, for ESPN listeners right now, it's half off. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, we'll even throw in an additional 3 sessions for free. The number to call is 281-888-3094 or check us out on our website, InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just getting started on The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Boys, you know what that means.
It means it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it means tomorrow's Wednesday, and that means way back Wednesday, and that means we're going to try and find a theme early today.
This has become laborious, hasn't it?
Yeah. Indeed it has.
I feel like all the fun is gone out of way back Wednesday.
I think Nick sucked it right out. You just sucked the fun right out of the whole thing.
Absolutely not true.
Among other things.
What are we going to do, 2003?
Yeah. We could do 2000. Because I was driving in listening to Nelly's Country Grammar. That was 2000.
I'm not saying it.
Watch out.
Almost.
Yeah. But yeah, totally up to y'all.
I was going to say Shih Tzu, Nick. Okay, so we were talking about this home run derby, and there was one person with more than a vested interest in Houston that we know about because she was losing her mind last night on Twitter. Pink Valkyrie, who's a huge Blue Jays fan, loves Vladdy Jr. I think is going to get evicted sometime in the next 3 days because of the ruckus she created watching the Derby and pounding on her floor, according to her Twitter. So she said she vowed she was going to call in the show today. And I said, she didn't actually say our show. She said, I'm calling in radio tomorrow. And I was like, well, Charlie, we'll love to take your call.
And yeah, thanks for that. I was like, why would I want to call Charlie? And then I listen to him, and he's going on about, like, Vladdy's fat. And I'm like, really? This is not the conversation I want to be having right now.
I figured you'd want to talk to someone eye to eye, so you could just call Charlie.
Oh, ouch. Well, yeah, I will keep that in mind for, like, the listener party.
There you go.
But, yeah, guys, I was so excited yesterday. I was, like, jumping. I was screaming. I was swearing. It was, like, it was phenomenal to watch that yesterday. It sucked he lost, but, like, that he got that far and he broke so many records. I know, like, you know, Toronto gets crapped on a lot, but, I mean, it just shows you, like, what kind of player is coming up. And he's 20.
Yeah.
20. It's like, what were you doing at 20?
You don't want to know that. Yeah, you don't want to know that.
Banging hoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna. I can't say on air.
Acting like I was acting like I was in college to focus on my studies, but you know, hey, and at least in Toronto you still have Kawhi. Never mind. But I will say this: that even former Blue Jays were out there tweeting, going, you know, you really need to get excited about the nucleus that they've got. As long as you know, Biggio's kid is still knocking the cover off of it. Bichette. And Dante Bichette's kid is an up-and-coming prospect. And obviously with Vladdy Jr. and some of the guys they got, this is a team you can get behind. So it's going to be fun to watch and see. It's just that division is always so tough.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like, then Friday we play the Yankees, so I'm not, like, super excited about that.
Well, you need to do some work for the Astros. Win that series, and that would be fine.
We beat them earlier in the season, so, you know, maybe now. Vladdy, I don't know. Vladdy's probably either going to be really tired or... who knows? But I did have a suggestion, which I know you guys don't really take suggestions, but for way back Wednesday, maybe top songs from 1991, since he got 91 home runs.
Look, see?
Nick, you might want to consult with Christina on a
No, I'm all over it. I approve. Songs from 1991. Done.
No, don't announce it yet, because done. Then Dipstick over here is going to have his list done by 2 o'clock.
You're very aggressive today.
I like it.
Well, that makes one of us.
Good. Nick, you're with it, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're okay. Throwing out shots 2 minutes into the show,
two minutes into the show, and you went right for the jugular.
Is that why you're being aggressive? Because I was aggressive?
No, I'm protecting my man, Nick.
Revenge exists on this show.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Go dress like a cow.
Who was thicker? Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Daddy Yankee? Did you watch the softball?
I happened to leave.
That dude was thick with two C's.
Did you see his pants falling down?
That dude, why was he so thick? He was like, I was like, is that Daddy Yankee or Nicki Minaj out there running? That dude,
you saw
he
him
had
running.
Hips.
He had like a triple and he couldn't keep his pants up?
No dude is supposed to have hips like that. I was like, why does Daddy Yankee have them birthing hips? What is going on? He's got all that badonkadonk and that junk in the trunk. What's going on with Daddy Yankee out there?
Yeah, he was mommy and Daddy Yankee. Yeah, he was big. And then did you see what he provided for the 8 home run champ?
The who?
For the Alonso, besides getting the crossed bat trophy.
Uh-huh.
Daddy Yankee presented him with a big ass.
Oh, the home run chain? That was from him?
The chain with the big medallion with a spinner in the middle of it.
Why would Daddy Yankee offer that up?
Don't know, but that was part of the deal. And
really?
He gave it to Pete Alonso. And Pete Alonso kiddingly said, I think I'm going to wear it with my uniform during the game tomorrow night. And then he kind of looked, and he's not really.
Did y'all watch the
No, I left it on by mistake. Seeing Daddy Yankee going for a triple, I was like, I'm done. And then right after that, Ryan Howard hit one like 4-something, and I went, okay.
Pronk went big fly out of the actual stadium.
Who did?
Pronk, Travis Hafner.
Oh, really?
He went big. Now, think about this for a second. An underhand softball pitch. Not just over the regular home run for the All-Star, the celebrity style. He went out of the yard.
That's because Ryan Howard in the first inning almost got there, but didn't even get to the warning track.
Pronk got it all the way out. I was like, damn, that he still got. He could still probably get in a home run derby doing that.
It was impressive. I did not see that.
I actually had a little fun watching that. Simone Biles was an absolute embarrassment.
I'm glad
that she claimed Cleveland and not Houston. Did you know she was from Cleveland? Actually, Columbus, Ohio.
I did not know that.
Because she was, it was Cleveland versus the world in the Celebrity All-Star game. So it was, you know, Drew Carey and Machine Gun Kelly and so people from the Miz, who was apparently from Cleveland. They had J.R. Smith was out there and he took his shirt off.
Always
for
does.
Whatever
That's
reason that he would do that. They had, you know, Travis Hafner. They had Kelsey. They had a bunch of people out there, and the Miz was pitching, and you know he was talking a lot of crap, and that was fun. And Drew Carey was in the outfield, and he was awful. But Simone Biles was in the outfield, and they had her playing between left field and center field, which I'm like, that's going to be a pretty busy spot. And you put a 4'10" gymnast that has probably never even worn a softball or baseball glove in her life. Because she's how old? She's young too, so I can't imagine that as much time as she spent in the gym, that she spent much time with a baseball glove on her hand.
Right.
It was the worst. It was like you might as well just had Stevie Wonder out there playing left center field because she had just as much success as he would have.
So she looked like Yordan Alvarez?
No. It was bad, dude. Like, she would just stick her glove straight in the air for a pop fly, and it would land like 7 feet behind her. I'm like,
that made good television?
It was hilarious.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you know, my first thought was like, why is Simone Biles, who lives in Houston, representing Cleveland? So I had to look it up. Born in Columbus, Ohio. So that's why she was on the Cleveland versus the world team. So it was, I actually kind of enjoyed it. Just
we
for
honor
the,
her
the
for being
silliness.
A Houstonian.
Yeah. Well, I just enjoyed the silliness of the game itself.
I used to watch it, but it was hard to watch this time around.
I mean,
what's his name? The Motormouth wrestler, the
Miz.
That's
what I was saying. He was pitching.
Yeah, and he was cocking off before the game even started.
Yeah, I mentioned that too.
I know, but I'm just saying that annoyed me.
Why?
It's just he gets to be too much. And then right away he's like, I'm gonna throw a shutout in the first inning, throw out a shutout in the second inning, and then boom, right away he gives up like a bomb.
He was like this 15-mile-an-hour Terminator. He was calling that was his pitch. He goes, if you can hit it, you can rename it.
Did you see where the nickname Pronk came from for Travis Hafner?
Yeah.
Now which one do you go with?
What do you mean?
So there's two different versions.
I heard it was because he had a large member.
Oh, no. Then there's three different versions.
Yeah.
Okay, they said that when he came into the league, he was less Lou Brock, more Lou Ferrigno, especially when he ran the bases. So put all together, he was a cross between a project and a donkey.
Oh.
So they came up with Pronk. And then they said that actually there was another guy on the Indians, Bill Selby, who found out that Pronk is an actual word, and it means the stiff-legged leap of an antelope.
That's the Pronk?
Yeah, that's a Pronk.
I heard, I don't know, I think I heard that on Jim Rome, that he got the name because he had a large member.
Oh.
Don't ask me why, if that's true or not. I just remember hearing that on Jim Rome.
I didn't want to know how you knew, but...
Well, yeah, it's not like I checked it out or anything.
Right, you weren't covering the Indians in the locker room.
I'm just, no. I'm just going off of what I hear.
No.
Okay. He's no Darvin Ham. There's another one that has that reputation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, just to let you know. All right, halfway through the first hour of the show. 30 minutes in, plenty more to go. Join us if you would. 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line, or hit us up on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Rolling through the second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio. Hanging out, having some fun. We were recapping what happened last night in the Home Run Derby and other things. You have a lot of people chiming in.
I do.
You know, Lenny where? Seems to have...
on the. I don't even have the text line open. Is that where it is?
No, on Twitter.
Twitter.
Lenny believes that the donkey theory is the accurate one for Travis Hafner and... People are chiming. I did show you that tweet during the break, though. The idiot that actually... Lenny.
Yeah, you did. He deleted the tweet, and he made his account private, so...
Hopefully, he took a big L on that one. So, Jermaine has chimed in and said, when Barry compared Daddy Yankee to Nicki Minaj, his gif was the seriously dog surprised face.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate. I mean,
you're not far off, because when I saw him trying to stop when he was going from second to third, I was like, oh, Lord, you better get like one of those big air walls or something to brace you. He was, woof.
Safe to say a lot of these famous people are famous for what they do because they're awful athletes. Because mm-hmm. to watch them run the bases was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Some of them were pretty terrible. It's like, dude, why would you get out there and embarrass yourself like
that? It's kind of always been that way, though. It's like you kind of watch it just for the mishaps of the fact that you realize that, like, but I don't know. It's more embarrassing when you get these guys that are all grandiose and braggadocious, and they get up there and they have a swing bunt. And you're like, really, dude?
Yeah.
Like, you just took all that hot wind, and then you took a full cut, and the ball went 6 inches.
There was some dude named Banana?
No clue. Nick?
Had no, nope.
He was like, and apparently he was talking trash, and Drew Carey wanted the Miz to hit him. I'm like, it's slow pitch, you dumbass. What is that going to do? You're going to hit us in slow pitch. You're going to put a guy on. It's not going to hurt. What is the point? It was pretty dumb, but I found it to be entertaining because especially with nothing else being on. It was to me. It met its intended purpose, which was to be lighthearted and somewhat entertaining and something to watch. Okay. I didn't take it serious or anything like that, but I thought it was fun. And I'm not usually that guy. When that stuff comes on, I'm like, this is dumb, and they should all be ashamed of themselves, and I'm out. But when I saw Daddy Yankee's thick ass running the bases, I was like, oh, I'm in on this. This is great.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. And then, like I said, he actually was able to give away the chain and medallion for the HR champion,
mm-hmm.
which I was like, right. Did they just, you know, I was thinking about the whole the grills thing with Paul Wall. And I was like, did they just let some random Cleveland jeweler get on the field and give away a medallion to get some airtime? I mean, where did that come from? And I guess MLB supported it because he had it at the press conference and he was talking about it and spinning it and whatever. And his batting practice pitcher was next to him, which was his cousin. But I felt like Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Matt Chapman's a late ad. I felt really bad for his dad. He couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah, he was. He was the worst. Out of all of them, he was the worst.
This was just like a $25,000 first prize thing. You're talking about a mill, and Pops is like all over the plate in the zone. I'm like, just dial it in a little bit. Oh, it was frustrating, some of these bullpen pitchers. Even Bracamonte, the bullpen catcher that pitched for Bregman. I was like, dude, stop trying to paint the corners and throw something right down Main Street so he can get all over it.
It was weird because I thought Alonzo's pitcher was kind of, you know, wild.
Like, he hit him at one time.
He had a sidearm delivery, and he was humming it. I was like, bro, like, you got to just lob it up there. I felt like he was trying to get him out. Like, he was trying to strike him out. I was like, that's weird. But it ended up being effective. I guess, you know, a little extra heat on that ball.
Well, Bracamonte from the Astros, he was doing the same thing. Like, the whole thing for Bregman was because he wasn't going to hit the 440 bonus shots. He had to pull the ball down the line. And so he was bringing it off the mound. And Bregman, they even said, at that point, all he's got to do is just drop the barrel and make sure he gets around on it and times it right. And then he got on a roll and started hitting a bunch of line drives right over the top of the wall.
In regards to the home run format and everything, and you brought up the Josh Hamilton tweet from the Rangers.
Yeah.
Somebody did make the point, and it's pretty valid. Hamilton did hit, he had 28 homers on 38 swings.
Mm.
It's pretty damn impressive because that was back in the day when they only got 10 outs.
Right. Right, the format changed, yep.
Vlad's was 29 homers on 48 swings, and he had the 4 minutes and then the bonus balls and all that.
Ranger fans aren't smart. Yeah,
but so that's a valid point. And somebody said, Jock's a good dude. What's your beef with him?
I hated all the extra cockiness in the World Series and the flash in the money, and when he thought they were going to win it, he was just extra ketchup and mustard hot dog stuff that just kind of pissed me off, and I'm entitled to my opinion. He's my least favorite guy. Now, I got more respect for him because I found out that he had his little brother on the field who has Down syndrome and takes good care of him, so I like that about him. But other than that, I just don't like his antics on the field a whole lot.
Okay. 5285, last four numbers, very Ranger heavy, obviously, because he was like, he's the one that said about the 10 outs and all that. He said if it were 10 outs, Vlad would have had 11 home runs in the first round. That's just too much work. It's just a home run derby.
It is. And at the same time, too, you think about it, like Pink Valkyrie said. I mean, he's only 20 years old. Regardless of how many clubhouses and around baseball he's been his whole life, this is a really big first experience for him.
Yeah.
And he showed out. I mean, it was fantastic, the back and forth. Like you said, I think the whole night was made by just his matchup with Peterson, and then it was three swings, and then
That was fun.
That was fantastic.
Just the three swings, and they were booing him for taking a pitch.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, man.
So I loved all of that. Yeah. And you hope the game lives up to it tonight, but I doubt it will. I don't know if you saw this too, but then the Futures game the other night, they had the Futures game with all the top prospects. And lots of awkward stuff. Like, for one, they interviewed Bukauskas from the Astros. And basically they were interviewing him on Channel 2 talking about how bad a year he's had. And he was like, yeah, I'm just trying to fix me at this point. So, you know, I was just happy to be here. I was like, then why is he here and why are you interviewing him? And if it was going to be that negative a tone, don't do it.
Right.
But then they introduced that new format. They're going to use it for the All-Star game. We've heard about it in the minor leagues. It was tied. They went into extra innings. They started each half inning with a runner on second base. And then, boop, 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 boop. Neither team scored. They called it a tie anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so everybody was like, well, that could have been cool. But ended the same way.
So Bukauskas was the only Astros representative in the Futures game?
Not the only one, I don't think. But, you know, I don't know if Kyle Tucker played or not because he had been on a tear. But, you know, Forrest Whitley is in minor league rehab. And, I don't know of the guys that had good years. Most of them are up now. I mean, Yordan didn't play. So
that's true. A couple things. Somebody said the Astros have 6 players in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. So do a way back Wednesday to represent each player of the year they were born or the city they're from.
That's a lot of work.
That was a lot of work, sir.
That's a lot of work. How about you do your list of all those, and then we'll judge it.
How about you send us 24
songs? 24 songs.
And then we'll just divide them up.
And judge them.
Yep. If you guys don't have a theme for Way Back Wednesday, you guys should do all H-Town songs, because 713 Day is coming up. 713 is around the corner.
Up. Yeah. I heard that today on the radio, and I thought someone was talking about it. I was like, you know, that's actually a pretty good idea, the 713.
Not bad. We like aggressive Joel. Don't be a puss, Barry.
Wow. Well, I like that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Nick, I appreciate you texting that in.
One text, and now it's not representative of the whole listenership. We're not going to allow that.
We're going to absolutely allow
it. Yeah, we are.
713-780-3776.
Yeah, you're the judge and jury of the text line. You can't just all of a sudden throw that little loophole in here.
Look, first of all, I read it, so I didn't shy away from it. Second of all, it's one. That's the only one that came in that says that.
Okay.
Hey, guys, did I miss it, or have you not seen the video of Mayweather getting crossed over and breaking his ankle?
I saw it.
We saw it. You didn't miss it. It's a video, and sometimes it's difficult to talk about a video on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a visual medium.
Although I did see Ariel Helwani tweeted out, and I didn't like the angle. It was a very far.
Oh, there's other angles that get it up close and personal.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I'm just not a. Okay.
What?
I mean, it happened. Big deal. It's like some...
couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
I get
the thing.
Yeah.
The guy on the mic should have just started going, down goes Mayweather. Down goes Mayweather. That would have been...
He would have hated
What about cleanup on all five?
That would have been perfect. I mean, not as iconic as down goes...
No.
I did see someone respond to it and say, Floyd Mayweather is going to make you take this video down, Eric.
Well, and to your point, did you see what he did the other night? No. He lined up $2 million on his table at his house just to show you he's got it.
You know somebody had to count that for him.
Wow.
Ain't no way he counted that.
Everybody's talked about Everybody's made fun of him in regards to that. Yeah.
Here's another text for you. We like aggressive Joel and salty Petty Barry. It's literally why we tune in. That's Amazon B's brother.
That's trouble for Nick, then.
I'm really surprised that people are going to now stoke the aggressive Joel flame. I'm really shocked that our listeners would do that.
Hey, rolling through hour number one, 3-hour show, having some fun, kind of, and looking for more. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. Text that number, call that number, or you can hit us on Twitter with more. We'll be back in just mere minutes. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Rolling through hour number one of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Kicking it. Pre-storm. Where are you on this? Are you believing it's going to be a big one? And I know because of the name, you probably are. I'm praying it doesn't, too, because it could put a monkey wrench in my entire weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care, necessarily. The rain is going to be great for the yard.
Here we go.
So, for me, I don't care.
That's very selfish.
I just need to get this pile of compost on my driveway done before it does get here. But then that just means it's going to wash it all out.
Problems we don't care about.
Yeah, very selfish.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I mean, you asked me.
I did, but
so how is it selfish if you asked me to tell you whether I cared or not?
Because I expected an answer that would be compassionate for the city, for the folks, for the possible damage.
Did you ask the city and the folks, or did you ask me?
I would think that you would come out of the gates concerned about the city and the
folks. I wish this was tea so I could be Kermit the Frog and just sip my tea.
Why are there so many? Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog. What is that you're drinking?
Pretty good. Not bad.
Pretty good.
Oh, that was awful.
No, that's Larry David. I love that show. I was watching it yesterday.
That wasn't Larry David at all.
Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, sir? There you go. Then you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't get the reference, sir.
I know who Larry David is.
Do you get the reference?
No.
Yeah.
Because it was terribly done.
You don't. How do you know it was terribly done if you don't even know the reference?
Because I know what Larry David sounds like.
What does he sound like?
Not that.
He doesn't sound like that. You're probably right.
No, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I just know that it didn't sound like Larry David.
That's a common line that he uses throughout all his shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When he likes something, he says pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Did you say just like that?
Pretty much.
Okay. I have to find one on YouTube and compare it.
Let me. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, go find one. Yeah, do it. Let's see how close you came to nailing it. This will be good.
Where are you guessing?
Not close.
Pretty
bad.
You got to go to New York to get the replay to see how close it was to the chalk, or if that one was just foul.
A lot of people love that show. Somebody texted Curb Your Enthusiasm is fantastic.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
See, you weren't even close. You didn't have to go that high. You didn't have to do Kermit. You
no, he does. That's like one of the original ones from season one. He does. He goes higher.
Yeah, you did like an Adam Levine falsetto version of that.
You could have done Goodfellas pretty good and been spot on.
I'll try to find a better one.
All right.
You mean you're going to try to find one that matches your impression of it?
Exactly.
Well played, sir. Well played indeed. Hey, Barry, what should I use to kill weeds before I till it and fill it? I mean, Roundup works. I think it's called glyphosate. Anything with glyphosate in it. I always look for compare and save on Amazon.
What?
Glyphosate.
What are you talking about, bro? You can't even spell glyphosate.
Or it's glyphosate. Whatever.
What?
Something like that.
You can't pronounce it either.
Yeah, it's glyphosate.
Okay.
That works good. That'll kill just about anything.
Beware of the glyphosate in your Bermuda.
Nope. Not
Bermuda.
Whatever.
Hello,
it is.
Bermuda. Hello, Fada. What are you
Hello,
doing?
Bermuda. Hello, Berfada. Yeah.
Here I am at
St. Augustus.
Camp Granada.
Glyphosate. There's the stuff on Amazon called Compare and Save. Check that out.
Now, I saw, Barry,
okay,
while you were tweeting, mm-hmm, that you were, somewhat grossed out by an ultrasound that was really, really clear?
Wasn't that freaky? They had an ultrasound where you could see the kid jumping in the mom's stomach.
So
that was freaky.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Oh, you got one of those?
So the last one that we saw of our daughter was she was literally doing like a track pose. Like she rolled over and then she put her feet all the way over her head and then she reached up and touched them like she was stretching. And the lady doing the ultrasound was like, "You might have a track star in your hands." I was like, "Well, okay. She's got long legs. That's a good thing."
That's crazy.
I was like, if she ever does that pose when she's older than 16, she's in big trouble.
Now, I'd like to point out before I say my next statement.
Here we go.
What?
I already know where you're going. Go ahead.
No, you don't know where I'm going.
No, I don't know where you're going. I know that it's going to be either something that's going to fire Lisa up or something
that's
going to fire the listeners up.
No, not at all. I would like to point out before I make my next statement that I am not currently high.
Okay.
All right. Nick lit up. But it's fascinating to me that as human beings, we can't survive underwater. But unless there's something I don't know about, when babies are in the womb, how do they breathe?
But
some good weed. That's such a question you would ask if you were high, right? Like, it's like we're all little Aquaman and women before we're born. Like, how do they breathe in there? Huh?
I mean,
no one knows. It's magic.
You have the umbilical cord. You have all these different.
But all I know, it's like another form of oxygen. That's all I know.
Yeah.
How
they can breathe? That's like there's
oxygen is out here, not in there.
Dude, I don't know.
Have you been? Well, you have obviously
fluid,
been in
right?
there, but
it's
do you remember what was going on when you were in there?
I mean, I was there. But I don't remember. I might have been
in body, but not mind. But you were there.
But that's like when I was watching that, I was thinking, you know, that's all filled with fluid. How is that baby able to not die?
So according to Google,
okay, Dr. Google,
it's delivered through the placenta to the baby. That's how
the oxygen
is. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they get the oxygen in their blood through the placenta,
but when the baby is born, the umbilical cord is clamped shut.
Yes,
the placenta can no longer do its job.
So
lungs
then they're
take
on
over
their own. Yeah.
So lungs take over.
Okay, so the lungs aren't active So we're like little fish in there before we come out, and then the lungs get activated.
I figured Joel would know everything about this.
Yeah, you think he would have read a damn book.
You guys got to understand. You know how you kind of like Barry does to me on a lot of occasions?
He just likes making the babies. He doesn't like
when like someone's talking after a certain point, you just tune them out.
Yeah.
So that's what I do when Lisa gets really deep into all that. Like we have this book, this hardcover book that comes out now as we get closer to the pregnancy coming to fruition, comes out more and more where she's like, babe, look. Now, the baby's actually right now the size of this, but it's doing this, and then you can do that, and then you can do this. Now, do you realize that this 10? I'm like, see, at that point, I'm out. Now, I'm going back to ESPN.com, and I am not listening anymore. But she's deep on all that.
But you're pretending like you're listening. You're just every once in a while, I go, uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, but then if she questions me, like, did you hear what I just said there? And I go, sure.
You don't say what?
No.
You're like, yeah, I did,
babe. Of course I did. Did you see Taylor right now? She's hungry. She's asking for Cheerios. So I can go back to SportsCenter. I don't want to get that deep. Well, I just want to help
you. I would kind of block it out, too, though.
You're such an insensitive jerk.
Am I? Because when you said that about 3D technology. No, hospitals are fine.
Okay.
3D technology and the fact that it's pretty cool with the ultrasounds. The other thing is when you do an ultrasound, they actually wait until the baby turns towards the quote-unquote camera, which they can give you a CD for as well. But the imaging that they can do now is 3D.
It's pretty cool.
That's my daughter.
That is badass.
Oh, you have it on? You have it with you?
Yeah,
oh,
that's cool. Really cool.
So you already can start seeing facial features and facial structure.
That's really
and
cool.
All those
yeah,
kind
you can
of
see
things.
Her eyes, yeah. Her nose, or chin, or mouth.
Yeah, so I didn't.
So when you say daughter, this is not Taylor.
This is the baby that's on the way.
Yeah, okay. No, that's not Taylor.
No, I'm just saying. Like I thought
so
maybe it was a picture from back
old,
in the.
You can see the development of the eyes, nose, mouth, the jawbone, all the structure, all that stuff.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Technology is cool. Pretty badass.
That is cool.
You know, we used to be. I guess we
when did you get that today?
No, that was when about 2-3 weeks ago when we went to the 5-month ultrasound. So I want to show you that.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I guess we were tighter with the last woman that did our ultrasounds because she used to give us a whole CD of the entire thing.
Now you just get a picture.
Now you just get a picture.
A Polaroid.
Yeah, and then Lisa's on the computer trying to make copies, send to her mom. I'm like, all right, well, it's not going to go in a frame in the living room.
Just take a picture of the picture and text
oh,
it.
Oh, that wasn't good enough.
No?
No.
Okay.
It's got to be,
I got
crisp.
You.
All right, speaking of crisp, hey, that was a good solid first hour of the show, and we still got 2 hours to go. So if you want to join us, we're here for you. 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Hour number 2 is right around the corner. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Jump, jump, jump. I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe.
If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hoe. ESPN 97.5.